Welcome to Falun Gong News Direct from China and around the world from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Shenyan's cultural experience impresses audiences in Southern California. Mayor of Cologne, Germany, no one should keep silent at persecution of Falun Gong. Taiwan, Falun Dafa workshop draws college students. The book that fire would not burn. Nagoya, Japan, display presents a different Falun Gong than in Chinese propaganda. And Ms. Fan Liping dies one day following her arrest. Now for the stories.
Shenyan's cultural experience impresses audiences in Southern California. Shenyan Performing Arts finished the Southern California leg of its global tour with 21 sold-out performances in five cities from January 22nd to February 8th, 2015. The authentic cultural experience captivated award-winning producers and actors with visual effects and spiritual enrichment. Shenyan was originally scheduled to perform 17 shows in Southern California. Tickets for the shows in Costa Mesa, Thousand Oaks, and Northridge were sold out a month prior to performance dates. Local presenters added four shows to meet the demand. Award-winning actor, absolutely beautiful. Award-winning veteran screen and stage actor Richard Chamberlain described his Shenyan experience as gorgeous and absolutely beautiful. "It's wonderful, absolutely wonderful," Chamberlain said. "The dancers are terrific, the colors, the background. It's kind of a window into another culture that I find very interesting." International film critic, "This is one of the best. I have seen several shows. This one is the best," said Mr. Mafos Das, an international film critic and former president of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. "I am delighted," said Mr. Das. "The dancing, the costumes, the clothes, the scenery." He said the entire performance was well put together. He was particularly happy to watch the spiritual aspect of ancient Chinese culture. "Yes, this is what I like," he said, adding that the spirituality is both educational and informative. Television producer, "The whole show is a visual feast." "The whole show is a visual feast," said Deborah Spira, former president of Mark Gordon Company TV. As a producer, Mrs. Spira noticed the level of difficulty of the stage production. "The visual effects are amazing," she said. The show also impressed Mrs. Spira's husband, Robert Spira, who is a film and television director. "It's really exciting," described Mrs. Spira. "This pageantry, the size of the production and the quality of the dancers," he said. "The costumes are all phenomenal." "The values presented in the show were very helpful, warm, and encouraging," said Mr. Spira. "It's very enlightening," said their son Joe, a student. "It uncovers a lot of things that you don't really know about Chinese history." Actor, an all-around experience. "The professionalism of this group is just extraordinary," said Craig T. Nelson, Emmy Award-winning actor and producer, after seeing the performance in Thousand Oaks on February 4th. "It's wonderful, amazing," said Mr. Nelson. "It was just an all-around experience." Mr. Nelson was moved by Shenyan's dancers. "Obviously, they have worked so hard at what they do, and it shows. It just comes across as effortless, beautiful, elegant, very, very moving, down to the tiniest gesture, just down to the tips of the fingers," he said. "I love the people and I love the sound. I love the tradition of it. The traditionalism is very affecting," he added. Screenwriter, elevating and inspiring. Award-winning Hollywood screenwriter Wei Ko Lin said after seeing the performance on February 7th, "I felt very proud after seeing this. It gave me a lot of inspiration. It uses dance to express Chinese culture and history and a kind of spirit. The spirit is great." He continued, "I have seen Chinese dance before, but this time I had an entirely different experience. It's hard to be expressed in words. It was a kind of elevation. I didn't feel like I was watching the performance as an audience. I felt that I was dancing with them. He also commented on the universality of the values in the performance. He said, Westerners can connect with it. Chinese people can connect with it. The entire humankind can connect to it. So I think it's great. Musician, important and heartwarming messages. Musician Rich Calisi described the music of Shen Yun as great, very well written and very well orchestrated. Mr. Calisi was especially touched by the piece, The Power of Compassion, which depicted how a Falun Dafa practitioner in China helped and changed a police officer who had just persecuted her. It brought out a lot of feeling with their passion, he said, when they were talking about the principles of compassion. It was heartwarming. It makes you feel the things that are important are the things that they talk about. It touched my heart, he added. Mr. Calisi came with his girlfriend, Robin Freeland, who dances and is a fitness trainer. She said, I think the dance is fantastic. I cannot believe how flexible, mobile, how talented they all are. Professor, spreading universal values. Edward Lemer, an economics professor and director of the UCLA Anderson Forecast, admired Shen Yun's efforts of preserving ancient Chinese culture and its universal values. I think this is an important thing to do, he said. I think that we all need to hold on to our traditions, and the Chinese have this wonderful, very long history that needs to be cherished. He also felt strongly about the universal values presented in the show. He said, I feel oneness with the Chinese people. I believe in much of the same things. Many of the messages here about compassion and treating people well, we all share that. Qian Wei, a teacher from China, brought her son to the performance on February 7th. She was brought to tears. It impressed me a lot. I have never seen dances that are this traditional and excellent in China. I also like the costumes and the facial expressions of the dancers. I liked it a lot. She continued, every dancer was smiling and they all looked very kind. Their movements were so lithe. It really felt like they were divine beings dancing. Shen Yun will continue to perform in the United States in February in Minneapolis, Minnesota, Grand Rapids, Michigan, and Phoenix, Arizona.
Mayor of Cologne, Germany. No one should keep silent at persecution of Falun Gong. The Art of Jen Shanren International Exhibition toured to Cologne for the second time on January 30, 2015. The exhibition was open in the gallery of Altes Fundhaus for over 2 weeks. More than 50 people, including local artists and politicians, attended the opening ceremony. Mr. Andreas Hupke, the mayor of Cologne, spoke at the ceremony and stressed that no one should keep silent at the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners. He remarked that he would not care even if the Chinese regime denied his entry to China because he supported Falun Gong, because people should be able to voice their thoughts aloud. Mr. Hupke also said that despite the fact that Cologne and Beijing are sister cities, Cologne should have the courage to voice their opposition to the persecution. He added, I bow to the artists of these artworks and supporters of the exhibition. Let's strive for justice. The worst would be such things happen in people's silence. No one should keep silent when unfairness happens. Visitors to the art exhibition praised the artist's superb skill and expressed their strong feelings about the stories behind the artworks. Artist Ms. U.T. Ingalls told the reporter she thought the organization of the exhibition made it easier for visitors to learn about Falun Gong. She said every painting told a thought-provoking story and some were very touching, especially those about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners. Ms. Ingalls said, The value of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance is very important. I firmly believe the righteous will win. Everyone should work for this goal and remember the value of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. The exhibition showed me I need to spread the value to people around me. It's a good start for all aspects of my life. She added, I wish I could do something right now to stop the persecution. We must tell the public on a large scale. Jolanda, a gallery employee, told the reporter, I always go to the important opening ceremonies and exhibitions. I'm deeply touched tonight. I didn't need to ask what the exhibition was about after looking at three pieces of artwork. Yolanda had heard about the persecution of Falun Gong in the media. She said, "I got a picture in my mind today, an absolutely gorgeous and rare picture, principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. I can tell the artists treated these principles seriously, and I can feel clearly their experience." Mr. Ali Safirad, a news reporter, condemned the persecution as appalling. He said, "These innocent people have peace in their hearts, but they were killed. I'm shocked on seeing the painting about harvesting organs from living people. Such appalling crime is still going on in the 21st century." He added, "The exhibition gave me positive influence. This group of people pursued their faith and stayed firm in huge suffering. The artists are trying to spread information about this persecution so people in other countries would know exactly what's happening. I absolutely admire them." Many visitors left touching words on the signature book. "I'm deeply touched by the great art. Thank you. Beauty and horror are in such close contact after all." This is a top-notch art exhibition. You will feel a lot of overwhelming and unbelievable sadness, helplessness, and courage, as if they are your own experience. This artwork has its own unique language. "Thank you very much. I'm deeply touched by the realistic and moving artwork. It gives me courage to listen to my heart and hidden wisdom." Taiwan, Falun Dafa Workshop draws college students. One of the top universities in Taiwan, National Chung Sing University, hosted its 12th Falun Dafa Workshop on February 2nd through 6th. Approximately 120 students attended the workshop. One of the students, Li Shizhi, said he agreed with Falun Gong's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. "I hope to follow the principles," he said. "It looks simple, but it requires a long time of practice. I think it's worth it." Attendees at the workshop learned the Falun Gong exercises, watched plays and Falun Gong lectures, and participated in other group activities and concerts. A law student named Sai Pei Jun organized the event. "We have benefited so much from Falun Dafa," she said. "Our health has improved. Our character has improved. We are able to look at problems within ourselves and let go of attachments." She said she was very happy to share the benefits of Falun Gong with other students. Sai said she had noticed big changes in the students who participated in the four-day workshop. In the beginning, some students walked around, made phone calls, used bad words, or ran into conflicts between each other, she said. As time went on, they gradually realized their conduct was inappropriate, and they reminded each other to correct themselves. "I was very touched." This applies to everyone. We all benefit from it. A friend encouraged freshman Li Shizhi to attend the workshop. "During these past few days, we have heard many people talk about their experiences, and we did some role-playing and the daily exercises," he said. Li said, "The principles of truthfulness, compassion, tolerance, as well as looking inward to improve, were indeed good." He said following the principles will gradually help one become a better person. "When running into conflicts in the past, we tended to blame others," he said. "We would even make excuses for ourselves to make ourselves feel better. By following the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, we can find our own problems and find a solution for the conflict," he said, adding, "This applies to everyone. We all benefited from it." Li said he had heard about Falun Gong before. "But I didn't know much, especially how bad the persecution has been in mainland China," he said. He said he would tell more people about it. "They have earned my respect." Yang Chu Yu, a student in his senior year, said the workshop was different from other workshops because it covered so many meaningful topics. He said if one is truly able to act according to truthfulness, compassion, forbearance outwardly, he or she may look no different than others, but in essence their life will be more productive and will be filled with happiness. "It is something I will give a try." Yang became slightly emotional when speaking of the severe persecution of Falun Gong in China. "It is too bad that a totalitarian regime could mistreat innocent people like that," he said, almost in tears. He said the persecution was analogous to the Tiananmen Square massacre in 1989. "We have seen photos and videos of Tiananmen, but some Chinese claimed no one died during that incident. What a pitiful situation. The Communist Party is now using the same tactics on Falun Gong practitioners," he said. "It is important for people to know about Falun Gong because it is great for improving both mind and body," he said, adding that he planned to tell his friends and family about the practice. He said Falun Gong practitioners had done very well, and they have earned my respect. This is something you do not want to miss. Junior high school student Wu Yuqiao's father registered him for the workshop. "I like it a lot," he said. If they hold this again, I will not only register myself, but also invite my friends to come. Wu said the principles of Falun Gong were very beneficial for individuals and society in general. It is so good that we need to let more people know about it, he said. A college student in his junior year, Huang Jianji, learned Falun Gong from his family when he was young, but as he grew older, he stopped practicing. If someone asks me about the workshop, I will tell him or her, this is something you do not want to miss, Huang said. I learned a lot from this workshop and have decided to resume the practice, Huang said. This will give me a new beginning toward a bright future.
The book That Fire Would Not Burn. Everything burned except for the handwritten copy of the book, Juan Falun. No one was home that night, and we do not know how the fire started. Afterward, during the cleanup, we found that almost everything was destroyed in the fire. Everything, that is, except for a handwritten copy of Juan Falun, which sat next to the now-destroyed computer. One side of the book was discolored from the smoke, but otherwise it was unmarred. A Falun Dafa practitioner and her daughter lived in the house. The practitioner had cultivated Falun Dafa for many years. She copied Juan Falun from September to December 2011 and then spent 3 years proofreading it. This practitioner's daughter took part in a religious practice for many years. She had a jade statue of Buddha Maitreya on the table and an article by Lao Tzu hung on the wall. However, the fire burned the table and everything on it as well as everything hanging on the wall. All appliances in the house were destroyed, too. The copy of Juan Falun is the only thing that survived the fire. Seeing this, what appeared to her to be a miracle, the practitioner's daughter became a believer in Dafa and soon started practicing.
Nagoya, Japan. Display presents a different Falun Gong than in Chinese propaganda. Falun Gong practitioners' banners in a busy area near the Hisaya Odori Park in Nagoya helped many passers-by see Falun Gong in a new light during the weekend between January 30th and February 1st, 2015. The display in Japanese, English, and Chinese languages clarified the facts of the persecution of Falun Gong in China and answered questions that many had due to the propaganda by the Chinese Communist Party. As a result, over 100 Chinese quit the CCP organizations during the three-day event. Some Japanese took materials and asked, "Is this the Falun Gong that is treated as a problem in China?" Practitioners explained the situation. Upon learning that the CCP began persecuting Falun Gong simply because the number of practitioners exceeded the number of CCP members, these Japanese encouraged practitioners to keep up the good work in raising awareness. The event was held near two popular department stores. The area is often busy and even busier on weekends. The multilingual banners that read Falun Dafa is good, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance, and Falun Gong Welcomed Worldwide caught the attention of many passers-by. Ms. Li, in her 70s, originally came from China. She used to practice Falun Gong, but gave it up after the persecution began in China. Upon seeing the banners, she stopped and chatted with a practitioner for a long time. She said she would like to resume the practice and asked where she could get a copy of the main book of Falun Gong teachings, Juan Falun. Ms. Fan Liping dies one day after her arrest. Falun Gong practitioner Ms. Fan died on October 16, 2014, a day after she was arrested. Her body was taken to the Longfeng Funeral Home in Changchun City, Jinan Province, where authorities wanted to cremate it before an autopsy could be held. Her husband, Zhang Ge, was arrested the same day and is currently being held at the Changchun No. 2 Detention Center. Ms. Fan and Mr. Zhang are employees of Civil Aviation Administration of China in Harbin, Heilongjiang Province. They had to leave their hometown to avoid persecution and stayed in Changchun. When driving his taxi on October 15, 2014, Mr. Zhang spoke about the persecution of Falun Gong to a passenger. He was reported and subsequently arrested by police. The couple's home was ransacked on the same afternoon. Ms. Fan was arrested then. Their Falun Gong books, computers, printers, and other private items were confiscated. Their relatives learned on the next day that Ms. Fan died at about 3 p.m. When they visited the Chengchi police station to find out more details, the police didn't inform them of Ms. Fan's death. Instead, the police tried to coerce the relatives to tell how Ms. Fan produced Falun Gong informational materials at home. Upon family members' refusal, the police threatened them that they had covered up a crime. At about midnight, the police station said that Ms. Fan was sent to a hospital for a checkup due to health issues. The authorities claimed that she died by jumping from the third floor in her attempt to escape the hospital. This was inconsistent with another version released from the same police station. Ms. Fan was diagnosed as having cancer. She collapsed at the news and killed herself by jumping from a building. The police station labeled it as abscond for fear of conviction. Chengchi Police Station tried to force the family to sign for cremation of Ms. Fan's body. After they refused, the police then harassed and threatened them. They had to leave home to avoid further persecution. Changchun City Police Department and the Luoyang Police Department also joined Chengchi Police Station in trying to force the cremation. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.